Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, when we show weakness, like we're doing in Ukraine by not giving them what they need to push the Russians really back and permit genocide, terror, and war crimes, because we fear that Donald Trump and the Republican leadership will lie in the weeds, get back in, and Donald Trump will somehow get in and, in effect, betray all of NATO. And I understand the concern. But when we do that, that has an effect on other countries as well. And we had better begin to understand that. Here's some examples. Pro-Putin leaders in Hungary and Serbia just won re-election over the weekend. Viktor Orban in Hungary and Aleksandar Vučić in Serbia. Now, Serbia is a Slavic country, Eastern Orthodox Church, and always been close to Russia. But Hungary is not a Slavic country. The Hungarians are not ethnically Slavic, and it's not an Eastern Orthodox country. And yet, and not only that, in 1956, the Russians invaded Budapest, murdered a lot of people, put down an uprising, killed people. I've been to Budapest several times, and there's a building they still have there, which was the Russian torture chamber. And I would have thought that anybody who'd been alive at the time, who read any history since then, would be afraid of the Russians. But Viktor Orban is a guy who's pro-Putin. And I was amazed over the weekend reading interviews with people in Hungary. And these were not people who were afraid of retaliation by Orban if they got caught. These were people, because he doesn't have that kind of control over the country yet, although he controls the media, which is part of the problem. But there were some people who had been around in 1956 who now say it was Ukraine that invaded, not Russia. I mean, that's a scandalous, abominable falsehood, stupid on its face. And Viktor Orban has been attacking Ukraine, not Russia. Now, it is true that about 500,000 Ukrainian refugees have poured into Hungary, and they're there. And NATO and the EU and the United States are going to help relocate them. But why is Viktor Orban, whose country was invaded in 1956 and tormented to the fall of the Berlin Wall and the dissolution of the Soviet Union, which was finally accomplished in the early 90s, how could they possibly be sympathetic to the people who abuse them? Part of it is, well, there are two things. One of it, yes, the EU has imposed various EU-wide policies, including, for instance, admitting immigrants from jihadist cultures. And what Britain and France are not taking into account in that is that the Ottoman Empire, the jihadist cultures, occupied and abused the Baltic, the Balkans, occupies and abused people in Hungary, actually fairly extensively into Europe for over 1,000 years. What Angela Merkel did was wrong in bringing in 1 million people from jihadist cultures and imposing that on the rest of Europe without getting their permission. So part of the reaction to the EU, against the EU, even in EU countries in Eastern Europe, is who the heck do you think you are telling us to simply ignore 1,000 years of history and permit this invasion and more jihad once again? Okay, I get that. However, much more immediately, 1956 isn't 1,000 years ago. The second reason why Viktor Orban, in this case, Aleksandar Vučić of Serbia, are simply siding with Putin is because they see weakness in the West. They see weakness in France. They see weakness in the United States because of our divisions. They look at the January 6th insurrection. They look at Trump, who's an agent of Putin. Trump has been financed by Putin for several decades. He licks Putin's shoes. If he and Putin are in a room, he figuratively crawls like a snake on his belly across the room to lick Putin's shoes. No man does that when he's the president of the number one economy in the world, the number one military power in the world, to a guy whose economy is somewhere now between 13th and 15th in the world, and with a disgraceful military, unless one guy has something on the other guy. Putin has something on Trump. What does Putin have on Trump? Trump's on the take, been on the take all his life, a master thief. And, you know, in a different area, he would have been a second story man, a cat burglar, pickpocket. Of course, in 18th century England, if you were caught picking a pocket, it was a death penalty. Believe it or not, they hung them. And you know what? At the public hanging, there's a big crowd, and pickpockets went to work in the crowd. As one of them was the object of a necktie party. This was a very, very sad and disgusting thing. Trump is a very sad and disgusting individual. Biden's got to loosen up, because what you are doing is displaying weakness to second and third world countries. Hungary, Serbia are not third world, of course, but they're not exactly mainstream first world either. They sort of, but they smell fear in the West over Putin. They smell fear. They're not the only ones who smell fear. India. Now, India is now making sympathetic noises to Russia. They're not doing it the way China does. China is subservient. China is the second largest economy in the world. Russia is really its junior partner, and yet it is holding press conferences saying the United States is the one at fault for Ukraine, siding with Russia on the genocide in Ukraine. China's doing that. Now, China's doing it because we're containing them with our alliances in Japan, South Korea, Philippines, Vietnam, and elsewhere. But India hates China. China hates India. India hates Pakistan. China is murdering and putting in concentration camps Sunni Muslims. Pakistan is a Sunni Muslim country. They all hate each other. Why, frankly, if you had to ask, could India possibly side with Russia and impliedly side with China, mortal enemy, over the United States, who has been wooing India? We open up our country to India, Indian students, actually to Chinese students too. China cheats on trade. The reason is that India is doing this because it's gotten arms from Russia, is somewhat afraid of Russia. Russia has nuclear weapons. India does too, but fewer. India wouldn't do this, and China would start to shut up if Biden and NATO sent in planes to Zelensky, shorter ship missiles to Zelensky to take out the Russian ships in the Black Sea or drive them farther away. China and India would not be shooting their mouths off if we gave them air defense systems in Ukraine. And the time to do it is now. The Ukrainians are very brave, and they've shown they can win. If we stand by and watch a genocide, watch people tortured 10 feet from the Polish border and say, okay, but don't do it in Poland. Yeah, you can torture them right there. Nobody has any respect for that. We're seen as weak, very, very weak. The Republican Party is the bone in the throat. Ignore it. Joe Biden, get them the jets. Get them the missiles they need to drive back the Ruskies. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.